Oh, hi there, Danielle. Danielle, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line. She does, of course, want me to get you the details of how something like this would work. And, of course, the pricing. She did put in the notes here, at least for this location, it is new. So she wants me to kind of use that to grandfather in the new in business rate, which does make it quite affordable. She also did put in the notes here that you are already spending a lot of advertising for the business in the different locations. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going okay. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, I'm sure you have a pretty good idea of how something like this would work. It is designed to get more eyes on your website, people who wouldn't even necessarily know the name of your company, but they're in the panhandle. They're looking for an electrical contractor, electrician, panel upgrade, whatever they type in. Your business and that great website that you already have will be one of the things that people see. You'll never be the only top option, but when you're on that first page, it does mean more phone calls. So this is not a lead-based service. You know, you're not going to get a phone number and then have to chase that phone number down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors that got that exact same lead and phone number. You'll simply get more eyes on your website and more phone calls directly to you. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point other than the price?
Well, you did just mention the panhandle, and just for clarity, and I think that something I'm doing online is maybe confusing. I'm trying to reference our two, but Colson's Electrical Services has been open since 2018. We've serviced the panhandle and all that area there. We have great word of mouth. We're not interested in pumping any advertisement in that area, but...
Right. But you just have the one website, right?
We do only have one website. So, I mean, okay. You know... Yeah, we only have one website. And at this moment, you know, we recently spoke with a guy who essentially told us that, you know, everything's going to flow back to our website and that we could spend all the money that we want to on Google, but it's going to come back to our website, which I agree does need some work. We had an IT guy and a licensed electrician work that out, and it's just not really great right now.
I see. Okay. So what I would recommend, and I'm just going to make a quick request here to my supervisor to see if we can, in fact, include a website at no additional cost, because you don't want everything reflecting back to the existing website that really talks about the panhandle. Obviously, you guys have a pretty good online presence there. You're not looking to really market too much more in the panhandle. But certainly for Callahan, you know, to have a separate website with that separate address that you already have there, that will direct traffic to that area and, of course, let people know that you are in the Colson or the Callahan area providing these services for Colson Electrical, and then that's going to get you more phone calls. Now, for the Callahan area, how far do you want to be found, or how far are you willing to travel for the right job?
Well, really and truly, we're both my the crew and myself are in Nassau County, and
okay.
We are really hard in this area, kind of triangulate. When I say that, I mean Fernandina Beach, Yulee, Hilliard, Baker,
right.
County.
Okay.
And then anything out, you know, just surrounding that. We don't do work in Georgia, and
got
I'm right
it.
Here at the line. So
right.
But, yeah, I mean, just this way out. I'm pretty logistically challenged, I'm sorry, but, you know, those areas where we will go anywhere. I mean, we have a job this weekend in Gainesville. So we're licensed in all of Florida, but our focus is Nassau County. And
Nassau
just
County.
Here. Yeah, and then pushing out into the closer areas of Duval. But, again, we'll go anywhere. I mean, I don't know where you –
But
you
not in Georgia, right? You're staying out of Georgia? Okay. How deep into Jacksonville, or would you want to go at all, or towards there, but
yeah,
not the other side of it, all the way through it?
Yeah, anywhere really. We'll go anywhere in Jacksonville.
Okay.
It's
perfect.
Huge, but I mean, we're
yeah.
trying to get in where we can, you know, get off the ground, get people knowing us.
Oh, sure.
And that's why we're hometown. You know, and in this area with people we know, but we only have so much influence. So,
think we can help you out a lot. I mean, especially with that kind of entrenched presence in the Panhandle and then just trying to get something going here in the greater Jacksonville area. I mean, there is a little bit of confusion online. Even though you do have this, the two separate Google business profiles with just one website, that kind of muddies the waters a bit, so to speak. So a couple of minutes ago, I did get confirmation back from my supervisor that we can include a website at no cost. The best package for the Jacksonville area is going to be our Platinum package, which already would have come with a landing page, like a one-page website. So I was really just requesting a website upgrade. So a fully custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, that website will be on the first page of Google and Bing. Almost 1 out of 10 people on average will search on Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those searches and those phone calls too. You'll have things like Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, even Facebook paid ads. So we can very quickly even target anywhere in your service area, specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And I know that you're doing this for residential customers. Are you looking for any commercial work too?
We do commercial work as well.
You
yeah,
do commercial
it's not-
work.
Yeah, kind of light. We're not into industrial
light
type.
Commercial. Okay. That helps me to clarify things. So for commercial electrical wiring, panel upgrades, things like that, but you're not looking for the bigger jobs or new construction for bigger industrial businesses. That helps us kind of dial in what we're going to do here for you. And everything that we do, we can always make changes and make updates down the road and things like that. Now, as far as pricing goes, even with that website included, even with the paid Facebook ad campaign, it's a flat rate. It's month to month, exactly $299.00. It bills once a month for that fixed flat rate. You're not paying for leads on top of it. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You'll just get calls directly to you. There's no hidden costs. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So simple, straightforward pricing, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it is just that flat rate. That is a reduced rate for newer businesses. I know the business itself is not new, but new to the area, so I did use that to put in for that new business rate. Now, one thing you should know about that new business rate, it is not an introductory rate. It is not going to balloon up on you down the road. Even when you're well established in the Jacksonville, Nassau County area, you know, your rate's not going to go up. Even if our rate goes up, you're not going to see an increase. It's just going to be that fixed rate no matter how long you keep the service. And like I said, it's all inclusive, an exact amount of $299. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you will see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times even that you're popping up for each individual search, etc. Now, I'm sure you do have questions, but at least on the surface, especially with a specific website for the Callahan area and the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
You're saying that month to month, there's not a contract?
So it is month to month. You can stop at any time. There is no long-term contract at all. Like any form of advertising, we would want you to give it a fair opportunity for you to see the maximum return on investment, meaning we cannot flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. This is not like a lead-based service. There's not already a backlog of leads that were recently sent to your competitors and we're going to flip them out to you. It doesn't work that way. Of course, you are already Google PIN verified, which is a big step in getting the ball rolling here. It takes us about, they want us to say 10 to 14 days to build a website. My experience, it's usually maybe 7 to 10 business days to build out that website. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website. So within the first couple of weeks, you'll have a specific website for the Nassau County. You'll have Facebook ads covering your entire service area, and then, of course, you can start getting those phone calls. Now, for first-page placement on Google and Bing to be entrenched in your service area for keywords related to your services and being in, that top section on the first page, industry average, they would say 60 to 90 days really just for your zip code. We are, though, a Google Premier partner, and no one can get you better or faster service or results than a Google Premier Partner. So we do say 45 to 60 days for your entire service area for all of the keywords and search phrases you're looking for. So basically half the time and twice the coverage of what you would typically get from anybody else out there. I mean, we're not the only Google Premier Partner. There's 8 of us in the country and 42 worldwide. So definitely though, you'll see the result that you're looking for.
Can you help us with our other website too? Is it being established already? I don't mean with this.
That's not a service that we have ever offered, and we've been around since 2004, over 21 years of industry experience. It's just a little messy for us to go in and fix someone else's code. I mean, you probably have even as an electrical contractor gone and like what a mess this unlicensed guy left ahead of us. We have to rip everything out and start from scratch better than trying to fix the mess that was already created. So it's kind of the same way. I mean, obviously your website's already built, it's hosted, it's maintained by somebody else. We could build you a brand new site, but I don't think that's what you would want. But for the Callahan Nassau County area, I think a new website would be the best thing for you.
Okay. I am interested. I can't find anything that isn't locked in, and we're okay with waiting the 6 months until we're seen. We understand Google takes a long time, and we have to move up, and it's all, we understand all that. It's just a matter of, you know, she's been burned by a certain company that, you know, we're locked in the contract, auto-renewed on that contract, you know, no communication, no calls, at $300 a month for our website for Colson's Electric Jacksonville.
Right.
That's the only thing that I wonder if the owner will have any issue with, but, I mean, at any
Oh, because of the previous experience with the other company?
No, just because that website, he's put a lot of work in, so professionals should come through and do it. I don't know what Generac does. I don't know if this is just way outlined. Let me know. I'm not an IT person or marketing at all, but, you know, Generac has done something for us in the way that they have a landing page for us within our page, and it's on standing, I guess, URL. I don't know if that's something feasible, but, you know, if it's something that's free and it gets thrown in, it doesn't hurt anything, right? I'm working this out with you.
What's the name of that Oh, my name is Paul.
Paul. So I don't see an issue, with that, and it can stop at any point. What happens to the website if our system, let's say we get down a year from now and we're okay, we're not going to go another year with you guys. What happens to the website at that point?
So, yeah, so the, like any website, I mean, obviously it needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. If you wanted to discontinue services at any point down the road, we do, if you wanted us to, would have the ability to continue to simply host your website for a modest hosting fee. I believe it's $29 a month. That does still include updates and optimization changes to the website itself. The other option would be that we could transfer the domain over to you. There's a one-time $99 charge to transfer that domain over to you, and you can have a website hosted by someone else, somewhere else. But as long as you're an active client of ours, it's our job to update that website, connect it, and link it to all the backlinks and directories that get indexed when someone does a Google search. It'll also be connected to your Facebook ads that we'll run for you. We'll typically run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, kind of targeting the most popular keywords and search phrases for the services that you provide. Now, obviously, Facebook works a little bit differently than Google and Bing. With Google and Bing, they are search engines, and they're not called search engines because we go on there searching for things, although that's what happens. We're actually in that case performing what's called a query, but it's called a search engine because when we are looking for something, the search engines search for relevant content online, basically indexing that information in an instant, and it's the businesses that have the right content online. Additional directories, something like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page that people are aware of, but then obviously all the other directories and destinations, manual submissions that are not well known to the public but still important to Google. But when we are searching for something online and having your business pop up as a top result, that will get those calls directly coming to you. So, you know, obviously I think this is something that's going to certainly benefit your company. And, you know, I think having that website would be a big difference for you. I don't know if having, you know, a separate website was part of the plan, but certainly with the one website that, you know, kind of really relates back to the Panhandle area, it might confuse issues here. Now the phone number that we're speaking on is not a phone number, on the website for the Panhandle. What would be the business number that you would want customers to call for Jacksonville?
This one.
That's perfect. Being a completely different phone number. And then the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you are going to go to the customer. There's not like a showroom, brick-and-mortar location or anything like that that the customer would need to know about, correct?
Not at the time, no.
That's okay. That's understandable. In fact, that's kind of what Google expects. Most service-based businesses are kind of run from home, run out of the truck, that type of thing. Google certainly doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront, and they wouldn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on that door, especially since you're probably out in the field most days. What happens, of course, is you get calls directly to you. The website that we'll build for you, it does have a contact form. So both residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you do get both a text message as well as an email. And, of course, whether they're contacting you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, there's no additional cost for that. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email or if it shares it with the main branch of the company, then we might want to use something else and just hide it. Of course, for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things out to you. Is there a separate email address for the Jacksonville Nassau County location or not?
No, I run everything through my same email address.
That's perfect. That's perfect. A lot of our business is with single owner operators, or they run like a small crew, and, you know, they've got their home or their personal email address connected to everything for the business, their personal phone number. I mean, that's totally fine. In this case, though, the email address will not appear on the website physically. People would not be able to see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. So you'll get those emails when they fill that form out. And, of course, for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. Usually it's just going to be a phone call or a text message, unless you had any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account. Danielle, did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email?
All of them are fine.
All of them. Okay, perfect. That's perfect. There's a little redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. So what is that email address? And like I said, it won't appear physically on the website or anywhere online.
I mean, it can. It totally can.
Okay.
But it's service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E,
mm-hmm.
at Colson, C-O-L-S-O-N-S,
mm-hmm.
electric.com.
Okay, perfect. But yeah, that's not too bad. I mean, it's basically related to the business. I don't know if Tara verified the spelling of your first name, but she has D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
That's right, yep.
And then she never did get your last name.
It's Hull, H-U-L-L.
H-U-L-L. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things here. One, I'll take a look at what's called our client interview calendar. And it's exactly what it sounds like. We will have one of our technicians call you to speak with you in detail about the company, the services, service area, any specific services you definitely want to be found for, of course, things you don't want to be found for. We'll talk to you about mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about the business. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that's just to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. And if anyone calls us, tells us that they are you know, with Colson Electrical Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the question. And it's really more for your protection. If you get any calls from anyone claiming to be Google or Local Splash, they would know that information and they'd have to give it to you, be able to give it to you basically right away, or you wouldn't want to speak with them. If anyone calls you, Danielle, and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing for the Jacksonville, Nassau County area, that would not be us, and you would not want to speak with them at all. It is a flat rate, like I said, and it's comprehensive. It's $299. In fact, what I'll do here, because you do have a lot of advertising dollars going out and things like that, and I want to make this affordable for you, there's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to only that first month, making that first month $398, and every month after that $299. But I want to go ahead and waive that setup fee entirely, so it would just be $299 as an out-the-door cost. It stays at that fixed rate and an exact amount with that simple, straightforward pricing. The options, though, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Savannah.
Oh, it's the dog's name?
It's the answer to both of those questions.
It is. So which question do you, which I always wonder sometimes when people just tell me the answer. What do you want us to choose though for the question?
The pet.
The pet. Okay. That's kind of awesome though. I like that. In that case, I was like, is that the pet or the city? In this case, it's both. I was not expecting that answer. I think that's awesome though. Made me laugh. So we'll put that down as the first pet's name though. That'll be the official question that we have on file and of course the answer. Now, if you don't have any other questions, it is like I said, that exact amount, that $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best for you?
Well, do you mind sending me, Paul, some kind of correspondence?
I was about to do that before, and then I think I was looking at something on your website. Oh, did I already send it, though? Did you get a text? I wouldn't want to send it out twice, but I certainly can. But I think I might have already sent a text message out to you, localsplash.com/pricing.
Let's see if it's on this phone. Okay, local splash. I do see that now. Sorry.
Got it. That's okay. I thought I sent that out to you. So again, we're not Google. I mean, obviously, if anyone were to call you and tell you they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google does make calls directly to businesses, but it's basically the regional or nationwide chains. You have to have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, though, Google started a partnership program about 10 and a half years ago, partnering up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to make sure that smaller and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment possible marketing through Google. We're actually the first wave of that partnership program, one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. We'd already been in business 10 and a half years before that program started. So, of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. No one can get you better or faster results than a Google partner. But we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent to you, although you can navigate the entire website from there, will take you directly to the pricing page. If you have not already and you're able to, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Uh-huh. I'm looking at it.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's so much more that you can do with it in addition to tracking and how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your online reviews, and you will have reviews on different platforms. Wherever they originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. Now, is it you at this point that is responding to your online reviews, managing your online presence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Now, if you wanted us to, at no additional cost, we could take that off your plate. And they're not just like, cookie cutter responses, thank you for your review, blah, blah, blah. We will, of course, make sure if any specific service is mentioned, if any, if your name is mentioned or the business name is mentioned, or if they mention their own name, that we include all of that in the responses. So it's kind of how you would respond on your own if you're going to do that yourself. We can take that off your plate at no additional cost. One thing I didn't mention before is you'll have access to a website editor tool. So if you want us to make changes to the website, free of charge. If you want to make changes and be more hands-on, add a photo or any other additional content, you can certainly do that. Again, no additional costs if you're making changes or if we're making changes to the website. As I mentioned, 21 years of industry experience. I've actually been here just almost 13 years. April 17th, which is just a couple weeks and a half away, that'll be my 13th anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. That's from actual clients that are using the service, not under contract, but keeping it because it works. Below that blue tinted photo, you'll see where it says Google Ads Partner, and that badge that says Google Premier Partner is our actual badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google, and you can click on it. Click anywhere on that box. It'll take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and again, that ensures your success. Again, the whole program is designed to help smaller and medium-sized businesses. If Google make changes to the PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content that will keep you on that first page. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, scroll past the top three. Those do have Google pay-per-click ads or an AdWords campaign. That's certainly something that we can do for you. The minimum requirement just for that part of it is $300 because Google pay-per-click ads are like $15 or $20 each. I think a better fit for you, especially just basing it off of the notes that Tara put in here, a lot of advertising dollars going out. Again, I'm trying to make this and keep it affordable for you, but still get you a package that's going to get you the return on your investment. The Platinum package, which is listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee that I almost always reduce no lower than $99, so in this case I will remove it. That's what you'd be getting here, that Platinum package, not the Essential package, just the Essential package price, but the Platinum package and all its bells and whistles. Not the landing page, which is about five or six up from the bottom. That is actually going to be upgraded to a custom website. But everything else on there, the Facebook ads are included, and then of course I am waiving your setup fee and reducing that $599 to a fixed rate of $299. You're saving $599 in the first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost, unreduced the $299 setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because next month it doesn't go up to $599. In fact, it won't next month or at any point down the road go up even a penny more than $299. It stays fixed at that rate.
Okay. So $299 a month. With the Platinum package information, with the exception of the landing page.
The landing page, you're getting a website instead, an upgrade. So everything else on there, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Alexa, you know, whether people are searching on a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access. And of course, you know, we do create additional directories, not really so much so people can find you there, but so Google sees it when someone is looking in your area for your services, all designed to get you on that first page and get the calls coming directly to you. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. One thing that Tara attached was an Angie profile, Home Advisor, powered by Angie, not Angie's, which is a little bit different. Are you using that service now? Are you paying for leads currently?
Yeah.
Okay. And that must be, well, maybe a little bit new because it's for the Callahan area. How's that service working out for you?
We got through the background checks and all that stuff as of Monday of this week. And
so
we
it's
sold
very,
one job.
Very new.
Yeah,
did.
It's very new.
We did sell.
I actually
like that platform because it is going to get leads coming your way. It is a lot different than what we would be doing. I mean, obviously with this, you get calls directly to you, and with Angie, you get the lead that you follow up with. A lot of my clients start out using both, whether it's something like Angie specifically or something like Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack, but most of my clients find it preferable to simply get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and chasing those leads down. A lot of time, if they're able to, they scale back on those leads, or they pause them more often, or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will shut their lead-based service off altogether.
Goodness. Okay. I had a question that just entered and slipped out of my mind.
That's okay. Any questions you have now or down the road, our client interview technician can help you out with those.
Is our, the phone number that the customers are given, that's our direct line, right? Or is it a tracking number you guys use to make, to see what's coming in from y'all?
So we can do it either way. I mean, historically, and this is like I said, I'll celebrate 13 years. About 2 years ago is when Google started saying tracking numbers are allowed and actually preferable in many cases. So we can do a tracking number. It would route directly to your number so that it's seamless for the customer. But at least that way, the tracking system that you'll have, your client dashboard, will be able to track more efficiently and completely all of the calls that you're getting directly from the services that we're providing for you.
I mean, I like to know where the money's coming from. I do, but I don't. I guess it doesn't benefit outside of us knowing that it's a call from you guys, and we can simply just ask that, which we make a habit of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather people – I text a lot of customers all the time.
Okay.
Probably that's it at our phone number to have a direct line. But, yeah.
I'll put that in the notes, and we'll make that adjustment for you. If you want to keep your personal phone number, because that's the number you're going to be using to text from – although you can text directly from the tracking number too.
I mean, it's
and
my
it shows,
work cell. You know,
got
it's
it.
A work cell. It's separate.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know, because a lot of our clients do like that tracking number. They you know, because maybe they are just not like a work cell, but their own home personal cell. Like I was mentioning, a lot of kind of owner operator one man shows. I would say there's a good 35% of our businesses run that way, or they've got like, you know, one or two guys that they can hire on or as required, or maybe they might keep on payroll, that type of thing. But, you know, this is really designed for smaller companies, you know, and, you know, for the bigger companies, we do work with those as well. But I'll put in the notes, right, I'm already completing my notes, I just haven't sent it, that you want to keep that phone number.
Okay.
Now, like I said, we would schedule your follow-up call. This follow-up call takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, so there's a sufficient window. If you have a lot of questions, we want to get all those questions answered. There's also a little bit of wiggle room on our end. Let's say the guy before you or girl had a lot of questions, and our client interview for that particular client ran a little bit long. Of course, our technician will put the notes on hold until the end of the day and move on to that next one. But you may, let's say we schedule it for 5:00 tomorrow. You may get a call at 5:05, 5:15, might even be 5:30, but we do have that sufficient window to make sure that we complete that phone call. Would you be available for that follow-up call? Either, well, it looks like today we're booked out, but maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm good tomorrow after around 7:30. I'm usually back around 10. I'm usually good around 10. So anytime after 10, really, if somebody wants to reach out, that's great.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull up that client interview calendar. And then again, it's for the exact amount of $299. Would that be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
You guys typically take credit cards as well?
We do. Yeah, absolutely. Everything's automated. The billing is automated as well. That does cut down on our overhead costs when we pass the savings on to our clients. Although, like I said, you can stop at any time. You can update any billing information through your client dashboard.
Okay. Paul, what's your last name?
It's Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay. All right, I have a Visa that we can run.
Is it your name on the card, the business name,
yes,
or both, any middle initial?
It's both. It's both Colson's Electric and Danielle Hull.
Okay. MasterCard, or you said a Visa, right? Or did
mm-hmm.
you?
Yes.
I thought I heard that. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
filling for just 1 second. You know what? And I don't mean to sound a little hesitant, Paul. You know, I don't think it's
okay.
Nicole and give funds on the
I hear you. No, I hear you. Absolutely. I mean, I, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I would definitely admit to saying that the hardest part of my job, especially in recent years, are all of these other companies coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some fly-by-night that's been around for a year or less. Like I said, we actually own the building that we're operating out of. We operate out of the entire top floor of it. So we're definitely a legitimate company. We are, like I said, a Google Premier partner with decades of experience in the industry. So you'll be in good hands with us for sure.
Hopefully we can get up to the reviews that you guys have. 1,000 reviews.
1,100 and counting. Yeah. Well, gosh, I don't remember what it was. It was somewhere in the 400, 500 range maybe when I first started. So yeah, I've more than doubled the number of reviews since I've been here. The card that you have, does that bill at the 45577 Hodges Road address?
It actually doesn't, sir, no.
That's okay.
It's a new address. And I can give you that if, you know, when I'm ready.
Sure. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. So for the address, the card number.
Let's start with the card because that'll take me to the next page.
All right. 4485 4520 0048
864. You blipped for a second there. I heard 8 and then 64.
8964 is the last one.
Okay, let me just read that right back. I've got 48. I'm sorry. Maybe I need to refill my coffee cup. I'm looking at 44, but I said 48. Okay, so I have 44, 85, 45, 20, 00. There's that 48, and then 8964.
That's right, yep.
All right. The expiration month and year?
Is January of 31.
Of 31, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
724.
724. So 724 on the back, 01 of 2031, the expiration date. The card again, 4485-4520-0048-8964. And what is that address for that card, starting with the zip code?
32539 is the zip code.
32539. And then the street address?
784 Green Street, Crestview, Florida. Okay, can I go in there? You good? Okay, 2 minutes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation or welcome email that does have our client support phone number and, of course, the support email, hours of operation, etc. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, that's okay. I can wait for the email.
Okay, perfect. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they may perhaps follow up with you that following business day. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that flat rate, that we reduce the cost, that it's a fixed rate, that we're even waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Ms. Hull, it is actually, though, quite straightforward. Danielle, I do have that pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
Colson's Electrical Services.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Danielle Hull, Operations Manager.
Okay. And Danielle, as the Operations Manager for Colson's Electrical Services, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area, residential and commercial customers, are in fact able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware of Angie, and like I said, there's no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we're asking this. I mean, first of all, with all of the additional content we'll be creating for the business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then perhaps even more important, our job is, in part, is to make sure that the business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Danielle, that is fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And since no customers come to you, we'll make sure there's not a physical street address appearing for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being that flat rate, with the setup fee actually waived, one part I almost skipped over, and I apologize. Let me just jump backward for a second. So it says, as part of the verification process, because you do already have a verified listing for the Jacksonville area, right? A Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, some of this might still be relevant for information that we need. Any important documentation or photos that you would want to have on your website, at least as far as the initial construction of the website goes, and of course we can always make changes and updates later on down the road, but we do ask that you kindly submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then going back to where I was before, with the setup fee waived, it says your initial payment for the first term and the account setup, which I'm waiving that part of it, will be charged today, the 1st of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That non-refundable $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, as I mentioned. It'll never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven custom website. And that website is included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. You may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. Now, you can also pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be the case here. Now, typically we'll do the client interviews first day, second day, third day. As far as access to your client dashboard, usually within the first 5 to 7 business days, you'll have full access to your client dashboard because that's when all of the directories will have already been submitted and there will be something for us to track. Now, they do, like I said, want us to say 7 to 14 days for the website and the Facebook ads. It's usually less than that. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything is firing on all cylinders. As I mentioned, you'll be found throughout your service area for all the services and keywords, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service. You know, obviously, we'll still continue to provide updates and optimization support and reporting. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. And all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And billing date, just coincidentally making it pretty easy for you being on the first. So if you can contact us maybe that last week of the month, if you wanted us to pause it or anything like that, all that we do request is that you do that because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Danielle, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, in a minute or so, you're going to receive that welcome email. The welcome email is important, not just because it has the client support information that I gave you. Most of our emails have that. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. It's usually the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included. That's easy for you to remember, easy for us to access and associate with your account. So the username will already be fixed in our system. I'm going to update here in just a second here just to confirm that. I can even give you the default password. The default password you can change as much as you like. You can try at any point in time, although you may get a message saying we're still trying to set things up, but you'll also receive by email and text confirmation once your tracking system is active. So yeah, the username is going to be 904-477-4737. Your default password that I mentioned you can change is getleads, G-E-T-L-E-A-D-S, all lowercase, no space. Let me just check and see what emails have been sent out to you because you are going to receive that welcome email. You'll also receive one that does say action needed, photos needed for Google verification. That's just a standard email, automated, everybody gets that. But again, some of those photos and things like that you're going to want to send us anyway. Let me just double check and see if our system has already sent out the Local Splash initial invoice. It looks like that one is still in the queue. Not sure why it's taking so long. Things slow down, not just myself, but the website slows down, or the automated system slows down. The service at ColsonElectric.com, that's the email address that we have on file, and that is an active email that should be able to receive it. Oh, there it goes. It got sent through. For me, I can pour some coffee into my throat, but that would just make things worse if I tried that with my computer. But at least it finally did what I was wanting it to do, which is just get that email out to you. So that's the only one you've gotten so far. The other two should be right behind it, though. But this is the one that I wanted you to see. So if you can open it up, it does say, and this is, again, the Local Splash initial invoice. It says, hello, Danielle. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, but still in the body of the email right before it says, thank you, Local Splash team. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yep, I'm looking at it. Okay, agree. Click.
Right.
Yeah.
Three boxes at the bottom, and then type in your name, click confirm signature. Ms. Hall, that does a few things. I mean, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's the flat rate, the website's included, et cetera. It will also allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Feel free to scroll through what starts out as a blue field. Obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything, but Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But like I said, we want you to be found on Bing as well. The Facebook ads are included, etc. If it takes you to the login page, you can stop right there. You know that you successfully submitted that. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and it's prompting you to log into it. So, I mean, of course, you're not even trying to access it right now, so you can disregard that. Like I said, your tracking system is not even active yet anyway, but we will send you confirmation when that tracking system is live. Now, as far as the client interview, it looks like we're booked through the day tomorrow, but Friday is almost wide open. I'm looking at about 80% of the slots that would be available, including the first and the last, which would be as early as 10 a.m. Eastern or as late as 6 p.m. Eastern. There's just about one spot available for every hour in between. Did you want something? Here we're talking about Friday the 3rd. Did you want something either mid-morning, early afternoon, or even towards the very end of the day?
10 a.m. is perfect.
10. Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 10 to 11. Like I mentioned, there is that 1 hour window. So the call may be a few minutes, after 10, maybe even several minutes after 10. I don't think it would be as late as 10:30. It's the first client interview of the day and things usually get pushed backwards when we're getting towards the end of the day. If I am, though, available in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 10 o'clock, I will be on, or like I said, maybe a couple minutes after 10. I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to introduce you to the technician and answer any quick questions that you may have. Other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, get your phone ringing, get a website out there for the Jacksonville area, and, of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. You've been patient, you've been kind, you even made me laugh a couple of times, and I want to thank you for that. I don't always get that on a phone call. In fact, some of the time I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who's been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You certainly have been that, and I really do appreciate that. But other yep. than that, you have a great rest of the day.
You too now, and I see I'm getting some communications. I did sign that thing, so I'll look out for the call on Friday.
All righty. Sounds all good. Right. I appreciate you, Danielle. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
You too now. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.